Good afternoon. Today is May 6, 2021. I call the Health and Social Services Committee to order at 1:34 p.m. Please remember to silence your cell phones as a courtesy. Members and committee members present today are Senator Begich, Senator Costello, Senator Hughes, Senator Reinbold, and myself, Senator Wilson. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Our only business today, this afternoon, is Senate Bill 38, Naturopath Licensing Practice, sponsored by Senator Kawasaki. We heard this bill and took public testimony and invited testimony on April 8th. We set this bill aside, and on April 15th, we considered it again. This afternoon, we have the wonderful Mr. Joe Hayes, the trustee loyal staff to Senator Kawasaki. He's here at the table. We also have Director Chambers online from the Department of Commerce. She's the Director of Business and Professional Licensing to answer any additional questions. We do have a CS before the committee this afternoon. Senator Hughes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. I move the adoption of work draft 32-LS0318/B as our working document.
All right. I'll object for purposes of changes, and I will go through the changes here. So the CS before us has a concern the committee that was allowing naturopaths ability to use the term physician in their name to expand the scope of practice without the requirements to having a traditional MD would have. The CS adds several requirements in exchange for naturopath's ability to use the word physician in their title in Section 9. This requires naturopaths to complete a two-year naturopathic externship program, requires that they pass a pharmaceutical examination approved by the department, and adds a new section for continuing education requirements for naturopaths. In Section 9, should the committee agree to the previous additional education training requirements, we will consider an additional amendment to the CS that would allow a naturopath to use the word physician in their title. With that, I will remove my objection to this. Further objections for adopting the CS as our working document? Seeing none, the CS is before the committee. Senator Hughes.
I just want to thank the sponsor and his staff, Joe, for working with us, because I think that naturopaths are such an important part of our healthcare system, and I know that there's going to be further work on this bill when it moves to the Labor and Commerce Committee, so I appreciate that. And so I just want to thank you, because the concern about, you know, we're incorporating the internship, the 2 years of internship, where it's important for this level of a scope that there be continuing education required, and we want to make sure the pharmaceutical training is appropriate and the testing is appropriate for what they might be prescribing in the future. And actually, when we worked with you, if all those things were incorporated, we were going to put the part back in about allowing them to be called physicians, and that was an oversight. And I know that there is an amendment to that effect, so that was actually little communication, and we had an intern working, and then the intern left, and all that kind of thing. So I appreciate the chair's attention to that matter, because if they're going to step up to things more in a line with what a DO or an MD, then the use of the physician, I think the public would be fine with that. My concern, as I said earlier, is there's a common definition of physician that we have in our society, and there's an expectation of a certain level of training and keeping that licensure up. And so I think this committee substitute gets us there. So I just want to thank the cooperation of the sponsor and the staff.
All right. With that, we do have one amendment before the committee, and I will move amendment number one.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion.
All right, this amendment, number one, B.1, removes the language on page 7, line 10. With this amendment, the language we just adopted regarding the externship, continuing education, naturopaths, and as Senator Hughes just explained, with additional requirements, that this would allow them to use that title physician. Any questions, comments? Senator Costello.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not interested in holding up the bill because I know it has other committees to go to. I am concerned about the use of the word physician because I think that it could be confusing to the public, but I just wanted to put that on the record.
Thank you, Senator Costello. Senator Baggage.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just wondering what the sponsor of the bill thinks about the amendment.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes, through the chair, Representative Senator Baggage, we are fine with the amendment. We think that the word physician, the naturopaths are not wedded to the word. So, I mean, the amendment could literally fail and it would not be an issue. So,
what, if I understand, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Baggage.
This eliminates. This is eliminating that section. So if it's eliminated, physician could be used. That's what the effect of this would be, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So either way, you guys are fine with it. Okay, thank you.
Senator Hughes.
Yes, and I appreciate those comments. I think it should be a discussion for the future committee. And I would envision if it were allowed to be used, that it would always be used in conjunction with the word naturopathic physician. So it's very clear that this is not a physician in the more traditional sense of the word, but we just want to get this moved along so we didn't really get into that change as well. So thank you.
Brief Eddies. With the conversation and dialogue that we had and seeing that it's a neutral amendment from listening to the senators, that maybe this could work a little bit closely in the license in the committee that handles sort of the licensing pieces, and that is Labor and Commerce Committee, where this goes next. It would probably be a little bit more in terms of the titling and items of naturopathic physicians or more the duties and roles of naturopaths in terms of their of their board as well. It'll probably be a little bit more appropriate place to have that dialogue. So with that, I will withdraw amendment number B1. And that brings the bill back before us. Mr. Hayes, is there any closing comments you'd like to make on behalf of the bill sponsor?
Through the chair, senators, Senator Kawasaki appreciates the work that Senator Hughes and the committee has done, and we look forward to this bill moving through the process. Thank you.
Any other close comments to this bill? Senator Reinbold and Senator Hughes.
I've been working on this issue. I mean, I've heard it. It's come before us before, and I'm really, really thankful. I think, especially in times of that we're in right now, under a public health emergency, which of course, I have a struggle with that. I just think that all views and diverse views need to be listened to, and naturopaths tend to go the most natural path most often, and I absolutely respect that. And so with that, I will be supporting this bill moving forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hughes?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I look forward to the continued work on this in the next committee, but I also want to say that I am aware that on the local state association of naturopaths, they are using the word physician currently. It's repeated on their website, and I would just encourage that get remedied, and until there's such a decision that it can be used if that decision is made or not. But I just want to point that out because I brought that up on the record, and you go to their website today, it does use the word physician. And in more than one place. So, but I am happy to move this along, Mr. Chair.
And hopefully, I know that naturopath doesn't have a real board yet, but they are in regulations, and maybe that could be a regulatory thing that Director Chambers could work on. With that, any other further closing comments or anything else? Seeing none, is there a motion to move this bill out of committee? Senator Hughes?
There is, Mr. Chair. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 38, Version B, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Any objection? Seeing none, the CS for Senate Bill 38, Version B, has passed committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the documents. business this afternoon. There are no meetings scheduled as of yet for next week. We have until 4 p.m. For that to change today. This most likely may be our last meeting for the session. Are there closing members' comments? Senator Reinbolt?
First of all, this has been one of the most important committees, I think, this session. We've had deep debates, political debates. I'm thrilled that we got some good amendments through, like the informed consent and the ability to opt out for any reason or decline. So I did want to say thanks to this committee. And I also really wanted to say, regardless of the reason, I'm thrilled that 124 got kicked as far down the road as possible. So anyway, with that, I wanted to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and look forward to staying in touch even over the interim, because if we are under public health emergency, I think we need to be ready to meet. So anyway, with that, thank you.
Senator Page.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the heads up that we're going to be out of here on the constitutional 121st day. That's always appreciated when the minority learns that. So thank you for that, and thank you for running a very good committee efficiently, and I want to express the same level of appreciation. Look forward to seeing you all over the interim and next session.
All right. Senator Hughes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have avoided this committee since I've been in, you know, and I used to do work in the area of health care, and I decided, well, I'd come back. You know, I'd come back and do my duty, and I've actually enjoyed it and appreciate your chairmanship. We've heard some great bills. It's we've got a good team here at this table. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. And with that, I just want to say thank you. It's been a pleasure and honor to serve with our fellow senators here in the HES committee and their dedicated staff from Senator Begich's office with and Senator Hughes and Senator Reinbold and Senator Costello. We appreciate all your hard work and your team's work and making this a productive committee this year. And we are in our temporary committee aide, Ms. Martin, okay. Senator Jasmine. And we are adjourned at 1:49 p.m. Oh, and forgot about our wonderful LIO staff and Ms. Freud as well for Senate records. We couldn't have done this without you guys. Thank you again. We're adjourned at 1:49.